first time that we say, welcome you to Holladay. I hope you feel and make yourself right at home. And at the first of the year, all of us are familiar and aware of what happened at the Bar Station with our brother Oscar Brandt, and all of us become mobilized around that issue. And it's always interesting to me how crisis has a way of bringing us together. And generally, we come together around crisis. The shooting of our brother has mobilized us in a way that we've not seen before. What really, from my estimation, generally what we're basically trying to do is to model a unity that is uncommon. So you have Christians and Muslims, and you have people from different strains who are coming together. And the reason that we are coming together is because beyond whatever our denominational, religious, and faith tradition distinctives are, there are common denominators that bind all of us together. And so, consequently, when I go to a restaurant and I order my food, if you have the food that can answer my hunger, I don't care what your faith tradition is. I don't care what your cultural distinctive is. If you have what I need, that is what is at issue at the time. And we know that Malcolm said that when Oscar Grant did not get shot, he was not murdered because he was Islamic. He was not murdered because he was Christian. And when you get arrested and harassed by law enforcement, that is not the issue. So hopefully we can model. We're really trying to model a sense of unity. And we're also trying to. I see us coming together, and I don't know how other folks in the room would feel about it, but for me, Oakland needs a corporate strategy. We need a strategy by which we address the issue of what has been happening. In my estimation, is that we've been operating separately, and all of us have developed our own individual strategies. And what is needed is a corporate strategy. And I think that Oakland has seen personalities. They've seen Mr. Keith in San Francisco, has seen Mr. Christopher and Oakland, they've seen Minister Zach, they've seen me, they've seen other prominent pastors in the area, but what has not been seen is a united community working on the same mission. And so hopefully as we come together that we can work on something that is called community restoration, community reform, as well as a spiritual restoration. And so that is the reason why we're coming together. The other thing I want to suggest to us is that we're not in a sprint. This is a long haul. We have to be in this for the long haul, because even after we get justice for Oscar Grant, and all of us believing that that's going to happen, we should not think that the work or the struggle is going to be over. I think that there's a two-pronged issue that affects us. We have to address how law enforcement responds to the urban community and to marginalized and minority and oppressed people. And we also have to address how we respond to each other. And we all have to talk about what law enforcement does to us, and then we also have to talk about what we've been doing to ourselves. And so there's some personal reforms that we're going to have to make as a people as we go along. So it is within that spirit that we come, and it's in that spirit that, again, I want to welcome us all to Holladay. I'm just going to ask everybody to stand wherever you are. If you're in proximity, turn to the person in the front or the back of you and just tell them, hello, my name is. Get to know somebody. Gotta get to know your family. Then I'm going to ask you to grab the person's hand next to you. Grab the person's hand next to you.
Next to you.
Yeah. Just grab their hand. Hold their hand tight. If you feel something funny, it's called human emotions. And let's pray together. Our Father, we thank you for this time. We thank you for our presence here in this place. And we thank you for all that has happened up to this far. We thank you for the progress that the movement is making. We thank you for the transformation that is coming to our city. We thank you for the leadership that is emerging in the Bay Area. We thank you for a successful trip to Sacramento and a successful caravan for justice. And now we are back on the case one more time. And we thank you for committed people who've taken time out of their Saturdays to come and be a part of a movement towards justice. So while we're here in this room today, we pray that you would sanction and endorse, lead, guide, and direct everything that we do in this place on today, and let our community be stronger, richer, and better because of what we share here today. And it's to that end that we pray, and everyone said, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Listen, now allow me to bring one of the most gifted and committed brothers and gentlemen brothers that has been mine to meet. Doesn't need any introduction. Minister Keith Muhammad is giving great leadership in the city of Oakland. And come on, let's give him an Oakland area. Welcome.